Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Jim Moseley. Jim's the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and joining us in our conversation is Todd Ramsey.
You described yourself earlier as a production man, making things work. I'm interested in what you're doing to ensure the implementation and accountability for your management agenda.
Well, it's always been my observation that things work best when you have ownership. And that doesn't mean that you have to financially own something economically, but that you have a sense of purpose and mission, and I own that. And I would have to say the key component that's changing this culture is this concept of ownership and then accountability. And that's, I think particularly the ownership component of that is change. That was necessary, but also a change for individuals that served in government for a long time. And what's interesting to me is that they like that because it does create that sense of purpose and sense of mission. And at the end of the day or the end of the week, they can say, I did something and my team did it. So it's a value, quite frankly, that I've always believed in, have used in my own business. We've brought people into our company, the farming business, and we've allowed that ownership to exist in real terms, financial terms. But it's more than just finance. It's also that sense of purpose and sense of mission. And I think it's making a significant difference here in government that people can, you know, feel that.
As a deputy secretary, you're a member of the President's Management Council. Could you tell us about the council's activities?
Well, of course, it has a responsibility to carry out the management agenda, and we've talked about certain components of that, the human capital, the budget performance integration, competitive sourcing, e-government, financial management. We haven't talked about that. That's been a major challenge at the Department of Agriculture, and we've made significant strides. And the Management Council is kind of the flagship that's allowed all of us then to rally our ships around and float along or be guided along by the flagship in the direction of trying to make this change that we've been talking about. And it's made up of the deputies all across government. I suppose it must have a membership of some 50 or 60 people. And we get together regularly and we discuss these issues. Sometimes we discuss challenges and problems that we're having, and we share experiences and what we've learned. And for example, it's been about 3 months ago, we did a deputies retreat where we just went off and worked through some of these issues one by one. And we had certain deputies shared their experience and what they had done. And obviously, we were looking at some of the success stories. Well, every time you do that, you find an element, because this is a major undertaking. This is a very broad agenda that we're after here. You find out of that then something that you can take back to your department or agency and implement. So it's been, as I say, the flagship. It's gelled everything together and allowed us to really stay on focus. And I don't know how we would have done it without having that core group of individuals that come together. And again, we had ownership. You know, we felt it.
You started by describing the department as being founded in President Lincoln's administration, and we talked a little bit about the history, a lot about what you're doing today. I'd be interested in your views of where the department's going to head in the future. What's going to change about the way you try to fulfill this mission of serving the people?
Well, first of all, based upon some of the discussions we've had here, I hope that there's somewhat of a legacy left that it's better managed. We're working hard in that direction. Where the department goes is determined by people that lead it, and it's determined by the needs of the public, the people out there that we're trying to serve. I don't think there's any question in our mind that agriculture is changing in a dramatic way. Structurally, agriculture is changing. We're getting more large farms, we're getting more small farms, and we're losing the intermediate, the medium-sized farm that was kind of the mainstay of agriculture 40, 50, 60 years ago. They both serve a function and a purpose. They also complicate the challenges that we have at the department serving both of those. So we're going to have to change within the department to make sure that we adequately serve the smaller producer that tends to be more of a niche market produces goods and services that are more local in nature. At the same time, the Walmartization of the United States also has a demand and has driven the other end of that spectrum. And it's our responsibility at the department to try and serve both ends of that spectrum. We're not going to see any decline in the number of poor people, probably. I think that's even scriptural, that the poor shall always be among us. There's always going to be some need that's out there. We feel at the department strongly about filling that need, making sure that no one in this country goes without adequate food, nutrition. There's a lot of things in terms of research. We're on the cutting edge. Biotechnology is a pressing issue. We are going to continue to explore the edges of science, and we're going to apply that science to the production of food, simply because this population on this good earth will likely double in the next 40 to 50 years, and we need to feed them. And we will continue to explore the needs of some developing countries and the underdeveloped countries. President Bush is in Africa right now. There are some major challenges in Africa relative to basic food production. And quite frankly, the AIDS situation is just devastating the agricultural production in that country. We need to meet those challenges. And while the Department of Agriculture is not going to be involved in solving the AIDS issue, the food nutrition side of that, agricultural production, is important. The issue of biotechnology will come into play. It's going to have to come into play, or we're going to have to bring huge acreages into production that, quite frankly, we don't want to produce on. It's not wise to produce, but we also have to acknowledge that a hungry people will do anything to eat. So, you know, there's a lot of challenges at the department that we can undertake, but I would say those are some of the larger ones that, at least in my crystal ball, we will continue to be focused on for the next 30, 40 years even.
Jim, you've had a very interesting career involving public service. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone interested in a career in public service?
Well, I think you have to have a passion, first of all, to serve people. And I subscribe to a concept called servant leadership. And there are individuals that believe that leaders are out there and that they sit at the top of an organization and they command power and you know, distribute that power around and cause things to happen. But I also believe that, that leaders, while they sit at the top of an organization, also has to slip down underneath that organization, understand its foundation and support its foundation, and really play a support role. And that, by definition, to me, is servant leadership. So I think you have to understand who you are as a person and understand what you're trying to accomplish. And are you really involved in it to serve people? And that's essential. If I were looking at some skill sets or some things that I wish I would have had a little bit better feel for, it would be understanding the public, the nature of the public, and how it reacts and how it thinks. In other words, some background in public or in political science, I think, would have been very helpful. I didn't have that when I was in college. I passed that opportunity, and doggone, I wish I hadn't have done that. Secondarily, I think you don't have to be a lawyer to be involved in public service. Hopefully, you don't have to be a lawyer to be involved in public service. But I think a basic understanding of law and how laws are made in a free and open society and how you accomplish good governance is extremely critical. And again, you don't have to become a lawyer, but there are opportunities out there now to learn about how laws are made and how they're implemented. And you know, in this country, the Congress isn't the only one that makes their laws. There are a number of other ways that they get made. So, you know, I would, and the only other one I guess I'd add to that that I have felt some deficiency in is a foreign language. If I were a young person today, I would learn a foreign language. And of course, I would make the recommendation that that be Spanish. But those are some of the kinds of things that I'd be looking at.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, Jim. Todd and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your very busy schedule.
Well, thank you. This has been a real pleasure. to be able to be here. And I want to make sure that individuals out there, people know that we are accessible. We are the People's Department, and so my door is open. People out there can also contact the department by www.usda.gov. We have a very good website that will lead you into a wealth of information far broader than you'll probably sit down and deal with in one single day. So we welcome people to do that and learn more about the department. It's a great place in terms of a career opportunity, and I always try to make sure that people know that agriculture is someplace that it's a good place to be involved in a career.
Thank you very much, Jim. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Jim Mosley, the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.